The Fair Housing Act in New Jersey requires every city or town to zone for its, quote, fair share of affordable housing. But from 1999 to 2015, cities and towns didn't know what their fair shares were. And a dispute over whether they still have to build affordable housing from that period went before the state Supreme Court today. More from WHYY's Joe Hernandez.
The law left it up to a state agency to decide what each city or town's, quote, fair share of affordable housing would be. But from 1999 to 2015, 16 years, that agency was just not working. It didn't give cities or towns any guidance on how much affordable housing to build. So now the dispute is, going forward, whether cities and towns are responsible for the affordable housing they didn't zone for during those 16 years. Jeff Serenian represents a group of nearly 50 municipalities. It got heated in oral arguments before the state Supreme Court when Serenian said affordable housing obligations from those 16 years should be forgotten.
But are you saying that there is no obligation?
What the legislature said.
No, please answer my question. Are you saying that there's no obligation on the part of those municipalities to do anything over those 17 years?
I'm saying that unless
those people for 16 years don't count. Well, I disappear from the map. Is that correct? Is that your interpretation?
I'm saying that. Yes.
I don't want you to say. I want you to answer my question.
Serenian says the law only requires that cities and towns build affordable housing based on current and future needs, not what was needed in the past. But Kevin Walsh, who runs the nonprofit Fair Share Housing Center, says there's broad support for more affordable housing in the state.
We do this well in New Jersey. We've provided 80,000 homes in the state that are affordable. We've done so because we've figured out how to do it for decades now. The private sector's on board, nonprofits are on board, municipalities know how to do it, they just lack the will to do it.
A lower court previously ruled that cities and towns did not have to build units for that 16-year gap period. Attorneys are expecting a ruling in the coming months. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.